Hello, Las Vegas, and welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. Today's topic is an extra service that can be added onto preferential mail that is kind of expensive, and so it does not get used very often, and that's relevant to us. It's called restricted delivery. So you may see this from time to time on certified letters. You may see it from time to time on registered mail. And first, I'll tell you guys what restricted delivery is. Restricted delivery means that you can only deliver to the person who is named on the mail. So if it's going to John Smith at 123 Main Street, you go knock on the door at 123 Main Street, and only John Smith can accept that piece of mail. Now, this could be added to any type of preferential mail, as far as I know. It's usually added, like I said, certified, registered, things like that. But it could even be added just to a letter, but they have to pay for it. So if you get a letter that instead of having 75 cents postage or whatever it is now, 78 cents, it has like 350 in postage on it, and it says restricted delivery, well, you're not going to be able to put that one in the cluster box. You're going to have to go knock, knock, knock on the door, check the person's ID, and only give it to John Smith. If John Smith is not available, then you're going to have to leave notice, and John Smith is going to have to come down to the post office, show his ID, and pick up that piece of mail. Same with certified and with registered mail. When you go to the door, you knock, knock, knock. Hey, I have a certified letter for John Smith, but it can only be signed for by him. Is he available? And if he's not available, then you're going to leave at 3849 and you bring it back to the station as attempted. So that's what restricted delivery means. So by default, do you know what that means if it's not restricted delivery? So if I send a certified letter that's addressed to John Smith at 123 Main Street and John Smith isn't home, but Sally Smith is home, can Sally Smith sign for that certified letter? You're damn right she can. Anybody who's there can sign for that certified letter, except maybe a little kid. But if I want only John Smith to be able to sign for it, I have to pay for that. I have to pay for restricted delivery. And if I don't pay for restricted delivery, then I don't get that service. We deliver to the address. And that's what service is being paid for, that we're going to deliver to that house. Somebody's going to sign for it or somebody's going to accept it. And that's it. That's the end of our responsibility. And that even includes registered mail, which is crazy. You would think because registered mail is so valuable, like irreplaceable, and the most accountable thing that we do, that automatically, like, you'd have to check ID and make sure it's going to that person. But no, if they don't pay that extra $3 or whatever it is for restricted delivery, anybody who answers the door can take that item and sign for it. So I used to deliver to a place that had did delivery in, or dealt in precious metals. And sometimes they would get these small flat rate boxes that were insured. They were sent registered mail and they were insured for ridiculous sums because inside were like solid bars of gold or silver bullion. And they would go registered mail, and it always made me really nervous to deliver those, but they weren't restricted deliveries. So like whoever is at that business signs for it, and that's it. We're done. That also reminds me that one time I had a certified letter that was being delivered to Burger King, and for whatever reason, it was addressed to Burger King, and for whatever reason, the mailer sent it restricted delivery. And so who am I going to deliver that to? You know, like, there is no Burger King and nobody's going to have ID that says Burger King on it. So I took it out with me anyway. And I told myself, you know what, dude, if there's somebody there in the Burger King costume, deliver it to them. And so I took it out and went to Burger King, and no, there was no one there in a Burger King costume and nobody with ID that says Burger King. So I had to leave notice that it was attempted, and I don't know how that wound up turning out. I just turn it back into the accountable's cage, and then it's their problem after that. But anyway, that's how we deal with restricted delivery. And again, it's not just the service that's important to us. It's also important to know what it means when it doesn't say restricted delivery, and that means that we deliver it to whoever is at that address. So you don't have to check ID when you deliver certified mail. They just have to be willing to sign for it, and that's fine as long as it's not restricted. All right, thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you next time.